Today on Maine Calling, our annual Made in Maine gift guide, an encore presentation. Holiday shopping season is in full swing. For those who wait until almost the last minute to finish their shopping, or for those at a loss for what to get that special someone, you're in luck. Today, we'll listen back to our earlier show on Made in Maine gifts. Whatever your shopping style, we've got you covered. And no matter how much trouble you are finding having a unique gift, you're likely to learn something worth checking out. You'll hear from craftspeople, shop owners, and experience providers from across Maine with unique and wonderful products. Grab a pencil for some great ideas, or go online where we have posted a list of many of the great gift ideas mentioned on the program. Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling is made possible in part by Maine Farmland Trust, working with farmers to grow the future of farming and food in Maine. Learn more at mainefarmlandtrust.org/learn. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering health care, education, and support to islands and coastal Downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Grab a pen and paper, because today is the day we share all kinds of ideas to help you find the perfect locally made gift as the holidays fast approach. Yes, it's time for our annual Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide. Joining me for the hour, Sarah Stebbins, who is deputy editor of Downeast Magazine, and Whitney Gill, executive director of the Maine Crafts Association. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to get to you all in just a moment, but first, we need to give people the email and the phone number. The email is talk@mainepublic.org. You can post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. If you are suggesting a product or a company, a service, please post not just your suggestion, but also a link to the website, and if possible, a picture, because our executive producer, Jonathan Smith, will be putting together a list, and it's really helpful. So if you go to Facebook, or if you send us an email, talk@mainepublic.org, please include that information. Now we're going to turn to the holidays. And Sarah Stebbins and Whitney Gill, welcome again to Maine Calling. I'll start by asking you, I'll start with you, Sarah. How far into your Christmas shopping or holiday shopping are you?
Well, at Down East, the holidays happen in September and October, so I feel like Christmas is in the rear view, but I actually have not started any of my own shopping. However, I have lots of great ideas thanks to our gift guide in our December issue.
All right, so you said September and October. What were you doing in September and October?
I was planning our gift guide that is in our December issue so that it could be ready to be on newsstands now.
So how are you doing that? Are you going through submissions? Are you secretly undercover with a hat and sunglasses going into shops around Maine? How do you make the choices?
Well, I follow a lot of makers and I get a lot of great ideas from Whitney at Shop Maine Craft. And I just come up with lots of ideas and then try to whittle them down to the best ones to fit on our pages.
All right, Whitney, your turn. How far along are you?
Well, not as far as I'd like to be, but I guess the season is still young. Our craft show season is in the summer, so I try to sneak things in wherever I can. We had a really wonderful Portland Fine Craft Show last August in downtown Portland, and I got some great gifts there.
Good for you. I've bought one stocking stuffer. What are you seeing at Maine Crafts Association? Are there things, you know, I'm sure that even among high quality handmade items, there are trends. Are there things that you're seeing more of, things people are really excited about?
I have lately been really into inlay techniques and how different artists utilize them. We recently juried in a new artist. Her name's Alice Nasto from Bremen, Maine. She does an inlay pattern on her stoneware pottery. An inlay is where an artist is adding a bright color or another material to another one to make the finish, and it's this flush surface. And I really love how Alice does that on her stoneware. We also have a artist who's a Mecca student. She does a wood veneer inlay and a quilt pattern. And we have a beautiful blanket chest in our Portland store right now that's just a wonderful representation of how that work can be done. We also work with some artists that work with polymer clay, and they do an inlay veneer technique on their jewelry. Their names are J.M. Siren and Bonnie Bischoff. They're from Brunswick, Maine. And another beautiful example of how you can incorporate color in a really unique way.
All right, Sarah, what kind of trends are you seeing at Down East?
I've been seeing, I think our gift guide features lots of beautiful colors and just bright, gorgeous colors on baby booties, on earrings, on cards and journals. And that's sort of just like a broad theme I'm seeing, and that's represented in the magazine this year.
Well, we could all use some color right now. On the line with us, Jessica Thomas, who is founder and owner of Handyworks. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for giving us a call.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Handyworks.
So we are a creativity hub in Portland. We're a collection of resources that are curated to make crafting accessible and approachable to the average person. You don't have to be an artist. We host classes in our studio where community members share their skills, crafting from things like watercolors to broom making to needle felting. And in our market, we have a wide range of crafting supplies. And we also highlight ready-made gifts from makers in Maine, home goods, art, baby gifts, things like that.
So do you recommend crafting supplies as a gift, or do you recommend some of the products for sale made by crafters? And if you want to say the latter, tell us some of your favorites.
Sure. Well, we do have a couple favorite ready-made Maine gifts. One are knitted lobster claw baby mittens that are made by a grandmother who lives right near the studio. They're adorable. And then also the B&M Bean Factory t-shirts that our friends screen print just right up the hill from our studio. But we also love the DIY element of holiday gift giving. And there are ornament kits in our shop from Heidi Boyd, who is an artist based in Brunswick. And her ornaments come in templates that you can either paint or stitch by hand. They're very beginner friendly. Anyone can do them. And they're a great activity to do as a family at a family gathering. So what we love about them is that you can make the kits and give the finished items as gifts, or you can give the kits to someone who would enjoy making them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Jessica, we don't usually do this on Main Calling, but all bets are off for the gift guide. Tell us where to find more information about Handyworks. What's your website?
It is handyworkportland.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jessica Thomas, founder and owner of Handywork. We'll go to a call. We'll go to Lynn, who's calling from Bodenham. Hi, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, I was hearing that shopping in the craft fairs in the summer and fall, well, an opportunity, the first two weekends in December happens in Bodenham. I'm president of the Bodenham Guild of Artisans. 18 years ago, we started a show, a one-day show with a handful of artists. We've now grown to two weekends with 27 artists, all from Bodenham. Jewelry, fiber arts, woodworking, metalwork, glass, blown and fused, just a lot of things going on. And even more than that, the town got really excited by what we were doing and started to expand our show from our show. So now we two galleries are open during the hours we're open. The community elementary school has a whole craft show going on there. And there's a, for those who really want to make their own, there's a wreath making workshop December 2nd, which benefits our library. So I am going to post all our hours and all the information on your Facebook page, and we can be found BodenhamArtisans.com for more information about the Guild of Artisans.
Wonderful. That's what I want to hear. Lynn, 27 artisans in the small town of Bodenham. What's in the water there?
Well, I don't know if, like, I can't remember the year, but in down east, we were once called the craftiest town in Maine. And I think in the last few years, there's a lot of young people that have moved in, a lot of farmers, because we have wonderful land here, but I think just a lot of people doing music and art, and it's a great place to be.
Go ahead, Whitney.
I have to vouch for this. I just moved to Bowdoin 5 years ago, and that was the exact reason why we fell in love with it. I'm an artist, I'm a potter, and my spouse is a musician, and we just, this was the obvious place to make roots. It's such a wonderful community for makers.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
A lot of support networking among the artisans, which is great. But with those 2 weekends, you know, to come for one little show, some people might not want to make the drive, but there's so much going on. It's a destination for holiday, Maine-made holiday shopping.
Well, it sounds really terrific. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you for saying you will post on Facebook, because no matter how quickly people write, take notes, they may not be able to keep up this hour. Lynn calling from the Bowdoin Guild of Artisans. We are going to take a quick break. Give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. We'll be right back. And a note, this program is a rebroadcast of an earlier show. We are not taking any phone calls or responding to emails or social media posts. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. It is our annual Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide show. Email talk@mainepublic.org. Post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. A couple book suggestions here in the email. One from Michael, I am suggesting as an addition to your Maine Made Gifts, my recently published biography of the Maine artist Henry Strader. And then from singer-songwriter Carol Noonan at Stone Mountain Arts, Dear Mr. Was, Letters from Maine. That's her book. It's called Dear Mr. Was, Letters from Maine, a collection of humorous stories she wrote to a friend in Los Angeles over the years about living in the land of pines. The new reprint of the book is illustrated with images by New England photographers, and the book is a fundraiser for the Stone Mountain Arts Center. So terrific suggestions there, and lots and lots. Believe me, I can tell you, as host of Maine Calling, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to local authors with good books to suggest this holiday season. We are going to go now to, let's see here, if my screen will let me. We're going to wait a minute to go to those calls. I'll go to a couple more emails. An email from Joan. I organize the Eastport Arts Fest and help with marketing for the EACC. Eastport has a lot of wonderful artisans, and our downtown shops and galleries will be open during the holidays with new holiday lighting along our waterfront downtown and a slate of events planned. So, Whitney, this is something that happens. We're not just having an arts festival. We're not just having galleries, but we're creating an event around that.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that is one of our specialties. We love creating events and environments to meet with artists. This year, actually, it was kind of a tough year for craft shows, I should point out, with a rainy season, with a hurricane, and then with domestic terrorism, we actually lost quite a few of our craft shows and events this summer, which I think is another reason to really focus on the arts this holiday season. A lot of artists rely on these shows for their income, and they'll be relying on this season.
Okay. Sarah, do you hit the craft shows this time of year? Do you have a favorite one to hit up?
I live really near Thompson's Point, so I always head down to that one every year. And I actually really shop our gift guide in Down East. And also, we have a website dedicated to Maine made makers called shopdowneast.com. And I find lots of great gifts there as well.
Well, tell us about the Down East website. How many gifts are on it, and what is the variety? What does it look like?
There are
gifts for home, for kids, for clothing and jewelry, like every category you could think of is on that website. And we also have, you know, Down East calendars and archival covers that make great wall art. It's a really cool thing to check out. And then we have our gift guide as well, which has additional ideas every year.
I think a lot of people have pretty tight budgets this year. What is in the low end of the price point?
Ornaments.
Ornaments are a great idea. And I'll tell you my favorite gift that I'm going to be giving this year, and also that I hope somebody will give me as well. It's a 3-year journal. So it's by Purple Bean Bindery in Auburn. And it's a beautiful hand-sewn book. And on each page, it has space to record 3 years worth of memories. And I do this myself. I have an inferior journal now, but I want this one very much. It's so fun to write. It's not a big ask to write just a few sentences at the end of the day. That's a memory. And then you can look back on the previous years, what happens. It solves a lot of petty arguments between my husband and me. Like, where did we go to Thanksgiving last year? I think we went to your parents. No, I think we were with my parents. And I just say, I'll look in my journal and I'll know in a second where we were last year. And I just write down funny things my kids say. And it's fun to look back on those every year.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's $50 for this journal, but it'll last you for 3 years.
And I did see that. And I did think it was interesting that each page had 3 days on it. So you don't feel that, like, if I'm sitting down to write in my journal, I better say something significant.
Right. I just jot down a memory before bed, like one thing that stood out from the day. And it's really low stakes to get that done.
Whitney, I'm well aware that the people you're giving gifts to may be listening. So pick one who probably isn't listening for whatever reason and tell me something you've bought this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to have to think. I have been, my son, he probably won't hear this till later. He has started to really love apparel and getting into men's fashion. And I have, been trying to source a nice hat for him for winter fashion. I guess I haven't accomplished this yet, but it's something I'm looking for.
How old's your son?
He's 14.
Oh my gosh, that is brave, buying clothing for a teenager. I've got
to
hand it to
you. It's a fun challenge.
That's great. So I do think we're able to go to calls now. On the line with us, Goody B. Wiseman, the owner of Gallery B, which is in Castine. Goody, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to your team at Maine Calling for all you do to advocate for the arts in Maine.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you. So tell us what your gallery is doing special this holiday season.
Well, we are having a special sale and event. It's going live on November 18th at 9 a.m. online, and it's called Art for Right Now, two sizes, two prices, in which 84 really well-loved artists will be selling small works of art at two sizes at two affordable prices. The event morphed from a time when our local 10x8 group was offering a gift to the community of offering their artworks at half price for half a day once a year. But during COVID, we had to think about how to pivot. So we adapted it and moved it online.
Great. That sounds so exciting. So tell me, what kind of work do you represent at Goody B Gallery, Gallery B?
At Gallery B, yeah. We represent local, national, international work by pretty well-known artists. And then we take a lot of time to introduce emerging voices. We show fine craft as well. And we have artists visit through the summer and do things with the public.
Well, congratulations. Good luck with your new project with the two sizes, two prices Art Drops. And that was Goody B. Wiseman, owner of Gallery B in Castine. And the website there is galleryb.gallery.com. Moving on, we're going to go, let's see here. We are going to go up to Ragged Coast Chocolates and Kate Schaefer. Hi, Kate. And tell us, where is Ragged Coast Chocolates?
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me on. Ragged Coast Chocolates is located in Westbrook, Maine at 869 Main Street.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we are known for making chocolates using directly traded chocolate from Latin America and locally produced cream, butter, vegetables, herbs, fruits, and flowers in our recipes. So, and this is a trend we've been seeing more and more in our in other local chocolate makers and our chocolate making friends here in Maine and across the country. And we've been doing this since the beginning, since 2007. This time of year, we're really seeing a lot of everyone's holiday lines up in their stores and on their websites. And this year, we're really excited about our our baking mix and chocolate-centric baking mixes and baking chocolate line. And these mixes feature locally produced flours and other ingredients and make whole grain and cooking or baking really accessible to even the super beginner home baker.
Well, Kate, I love how you said that chocolate-centric. I think a lot of people can relate to wanting something chocolate-centric in this month. That's Kate Schaefer, co-owner and founder of Ragged Coast Chocolate. Sarah?
We featured in Down East in our November issue Kate's new baking mixes, and our contributing editor who made her scones said they were delicious.
Yum. Okay. Lunchtime. We'll go to Andrew calling from Kittery. Hi, Andrew. Go ahead.
Hey, hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. So I'm just calling to introduce our new store down here in Kittery Forsyth. It's called Granite and Grain. I am in partnership with Funky Rock Design, who does really cool stuff with stone. And I am traditional boat and slabs. And we do is, a higher end woodworking with live edge. We cut our own wood, locally sourced. We mill it, we dry it, and we build with it. So we have a mix of stone and wood. We do have some high priced items, and we have some mid priced items and some low priced items for anyone to walk away with something from $25 to $3,000. And it's new. We opened, December 11th of last year and had a great Christmas. And we just want to get the word out. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Granite Grain Kittery. And, just getting the word out. People have been great in the community down here to support us. And we just want to get more people in the door and sell our stuff.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Andrew. I'm going to note that we now have 2 points of the diamond of the state of Maine. We have Eastport and we have Kittery. So I invite somebody from Fairfield or far western Maine to call in and, complete the diamond. Thanks so much for calling, Andrew, and good luck with the store. We're going to go to Jen, who's calling from Maine Audubon. Hi, Jen. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm calling to let the listeners know about our Brush with Nature benefit art sale. It's running through this Sunday, November 12th, online and at Gilpin Farm in Falmouth. We have 28 artists who are sort of plein air painters plus some different varieties of artists inspired by nature, wildlife, and our sanctuaries. We have some local painters, Michael Vermette, MJ Benson, Aaron McGee Farrell, and art just makes a wonderful gift, as previous callers have been saying.
Jen, thanks so much for calling in. Jen with Maine Audubon. Sarah, it strikes me that many of these calls have been about something that's, you know, beautiful holiday gifts, also a fundraiser for something. Is this a trend that is growing?
We featured two great products this year that that part of the proceeds when you buy them go to benefit great causes. One are these beautiful earrings available through Shop Maine Craft that are made by Ange Muir Horaiki. Apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. She's a Rwandan, originally from Rwanda. She lives in Gorham now, and she makes beautiful traditional baskets. And she also makes these woven earrings that she has in all different colors. And the part of the proceeds from those earrings go to charities supporting women and children in Rwanda. So I was super excited to see those. And then we also have this beautiful blanket from Maine Heritage Weavers in Monmouth. It's a throw, and part of the proceeds from that go to a preservation group who's working to restore the 1855 former Monmouth Academy there. So that's a great place to support this year as well.
Great. An email here from Janine. The Brick Store Museum in Kennebunk will be hosting a curated group of artisans working from November 25th to December 18th. Free admission to the wonderful exhibits at the museum while shopping at the Maine-made work of local artists and craftspeople on display in the galleries. Whitney, museums, a good partner for the Maine Crafts Association?
We actually don't work with any museums right now. We would love to.
So this seems a little more freelance. Let's see here. We will go to this email from Chris. Writes Markings Gallery at 50 Front Street in Bath. One stop shop gift, shopping gift option. The gallery represents over 50 Maine fine craft artists who work with clay, metal, mixed media, fiberglass, wood, and more. So that's Markings Gallery. And then from Nicholas, I am a custom blacksmith and metalsmith in Topsom, Maine, who specializes in axes, barware, utensils, and kitchenware, flint striker kits, bottle openers, jewelry, and all kinds of other things. You can find me at downingarts.com. So, Nicholas, good luck to you, and thank you. So many emails, so many recommendations coming in. Thank you for all of those. Even if we don't get you on the air, we will get you into the list. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back. This program is a rebroadcast of an earlier show, so we are not taking any phone calls or responding to emails or social media posts. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Our show today, all about wonderful Maine-made gifts. Joining me, Sarah Stebbins with Down East Magazine and Whitney Gill with the Maine Crafts Association. Share your recommendations. Send us a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org, post on Facebook or Instagram, or call 1-800-399-3566. Whatever your method of recommendation, we ask that you include a website if possible and a picture if possible so that our executive director, Jonathan Smith, can put together a list at some point when he finds the time, which is a rare thing. Joining us now, Danielle Werner, who is a singer, songwriter, and voice teacher. Thanks so much for calling in, Danielle.
Hi, Jennifer. It's really nice to be talking with you.
So you're recommending people might want to give the gift of singing lessons. That is not something people normally think of as a gift, but you know what? What an intriguing idea. I think so many people would love to be better singers.
Well, and some people do think about doing this. So I have gift certificates ready to personalize for anybody who wants to look into it. Yeah, so I teach people from the age of about 10 through their 70s and 80s in whatever kind of music that they want to be singing and singing better. And that means folk and pop to musical theater and opera. My students include people who want to sing and find their true voices, and also business and nonprofit spokespeople who learn to present themselves and therefore they present their content more effectively. And we do it through with those people through singing and also through speaking.
Oh, that's great. And Danielle, where are you based?
In Millbridge.
Okay, so down east. Go ahead, Whitney.
Hi. Oh, sorry. I was just waving at my spouse who just walked in the door. He is also a musician. He plays at the Maine Music Academy in Rockland, Maine.
Wonderful.
Great. So, Danielle, I have to ask you, have you done the gift certificate before, or is this the first year?
Oh, no. You know, for one thing, COVID changed everything for everybody. And I moved most of my teaching online, which means that even though I'm based in Millbridge and run the Sunrise County Arts Institute here with my husband, basically I can teach people anywhere. And so the gift certificates existed before, but now that's a more common way that people can give the gift of song.
Boy, I would love to be a fly on the wall, a fly on the Zoom wall, I guess, and see some of your lessons. I bet you've got some great stories to tell.
Well, I also will give people a 5% discount on a lesson gift certificate if they mention this program.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That's Danielle Werner, singer-songwriter and voice teacher, an example of how you can be creative when you give gifts. Tammy on Maine Calling's Facebook page recommends pottery classes at Mill Pond Ceramics Studio. So there we go. All sorts of wonderful recommendations. We'll go to Mary calling from West Newfield. There we go. We've got Western Maine. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk a little bit about the book that I wrote. It's called Unique Maine Farms, and I volunteered to travel around Maine, and I visited over 185 unique farms. And I wrote a 296-page book, and in that book, there's stories about 178 farms, and it has 40 color photographs. And there's a description of the book on the Unique Maine Farms website. I'm especially pleased that the book was printed in Maine on Maine paper. I felt that it was only right to do that. And proceeds from the sale of the books help support the educational outreach components of the project. So anyone who's interested in ordering the book can do so by contacting me. My email is mqdoyle@gmail.com, and I think that people will be pleased to see that there's just so many people gardening and farming, and they're contributing to the idea that gardening and farming can bring enjoyment and fulfillment to just about everyone. So hopefully people might be interested.
Well, Mary, thanks for calling in, and good luck to you. Good luck with your book. Whitney, this idea that Mary's talking about, not only did she write a book about Maine farms, but also she used Maine-made paper. And I'm thinking about these connections. We hear about this when we talk to the brewing community in the Maine Grain Alliance. And we think about this when we talk about other industries in Maine. Are you finding this among craftspeople that, you know, sourcing their raw materials, sourcing their marketing, sourcing whatever it is they do, focusing on keeping it all in Maine?
We do as much as we can. And I think it's something Mainers especially are so proud of. If you go to any Maine artist's website, they're going to tell you right away they're from Maine, and they're so proud of the materials that they use and what they can source here. We're actually, we do artist-focused media-focused artist retreats every year. We collaborate with Monson Arts in Monson, Maine, and actually our next retreat will be focused on paper as a local media.
We'll go to Sarah calling from MOFCA. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, what you're talking about perfectly ties into the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association's Maine Organic Marketplace in downtown Freeport. We have a beautiful store that has all local, sustainable, artisan-made products, MOFCA certified organic food products that are all shelf-stable and are great gifts, things like maple syrup and blueberry spread and granola. And we have our beautiful MOFCA Common Ground Country Fair organic shirts that are all printed in Liberty, Maine, with our beautiful fair designs. And there's so many wonderful opportunities to
give gifts that are sustainable, that are going to have a light impact on the environment, that are made here locally, that support our local artisans, our local farms, just like your previous guests were talking about. And it can really, you can get them all in one place. So we try to make it easy for folks to do that one-stop shopping and know that everything that you buy out of the Maine Organic Marketplace meets those sustainability standards, and also supports MOSCA's mission of building a food system that is healthy and fair for all of us.
Well, thank you, Sarah. And related to what Sarah said, here's an email from Heather. My name is Heather from Westbrook. An additional gift guide resource for people interested in sustainable gift options. I publish the Green and Healthy Maine magazine. So we put together a gift guide every year that is a variety of gift ideas, including gifts for pets, all sorts of things, locally made accessories, clothing, books, wool blankets from sheep raised right here in Maine. And that's greenhealthymaine.com. So all sorts of people thinking about Maine growers as well as makers. We'll go to Jesse calling from Bath. Hi, Jesse. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a fisherman here, and we're really proud of a company called Rugged Seas. And what they do is they take our fishing gear, bibs, jackets, buckles, and really everything that we have, and repurpose it into bags, wallets, and other items. And Nikki and Taylor Strout, who are Mainers here, and Taylor's a fisherman, and they also have started a 501c3 called 1% to the Fisherman, and a portion of profits from various things will go to our, support our fishing families right here in Maine. And they've been a supporter for me. I did a big fundraiser concert this summer at the Maine Maritime Museum, and they're a huge sponsor of that. They got together with Mast Landing and Extra Tough Boots as well, and put out a brew that also helps support our fishing families here in Maine. I put a comment on your Facebook page regarding their Facebook and their .com, but it really is a great company that takes all of our old gear and gives it a new life.
Well, that's wonderful, Jesse. Thanks so much for calling in. And Whitney, it reminds me, you know, we know the mantra, reduce, reuse, recycle, but this repurposing is taking the whole idea of recycling to a whole nother level.
I love to see when people are using recycled materials. One company we work with out of Freeport, Maine is Casco Totes. They take recycled sails and turn them into really durable tote bags. My 14-year-old son uses one every day for his gym bag, and it is lasting forever.
That's wonderful. Jesse, thanks for calling in. Let's see. We will go to Catherine calling from Belfast. Hi, Catherine. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
I'm from Waterfall Arts, located in Belfast. We're a nonprofit art center hosting workshops, classes. We also have in-house gallery or in-house studios for artists to work in. And this fall, we're having a holiday pop-up market on the 8th and 9th of December with local artists. We run a art market all summer long, so a lot of these artists are coming for the holiday pop-up. And we'll also have portable pie place there with tasty hand pies and warm beverages. But I really wanted to call in today to let everyone know about how great gift certificates are. I mean, we all know that it's really hard to buy for people, but when you spend a gift certificate, you give them the freedom to choose and to be creative with how they use your gift. And in our glassblowing studios, our printmaking studios, we have experiences that you can just book an hour or so with some of our experienced staff members, and they'll guide you through the process. You could even make like a date night of it or bring your friends and family in for like a holiday party. And it's just a really great bonding experience, and you laugh and learn together and be creative, because playing or creativity is all about experimentation, really.
That's right. And well, Catherine, thank you so much. Catherine calling from Waterfall Arts in Belfast. And we have another recommendation for a gift certificate for an experience. This is Lynette recommends 1-day spoon carving class gift certificate. So if you know someone who's dropped a hint that there's something they might like to learn, that's a great idea, a gift certificate. We'll go to Allison calling from Waldoboro. Hi, Allison. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Allison Lakin, and I'm the owner of East 40 Farm and Lakin's Gorgeous Cheese in Waldoboro. And I produce award-winning cow's milk cheeses, and we raise heritage breed pork. And so you can get both cheese and pork here at our cheese hut. But also, we make virtually 100% Maine-grown, made, and accompaniments for our cheese boards. And we can do cheese boards up to very large numbers. We can also do graze tables within 45-minute radius of Waldoboro. If you want to send a piece of Maine to somebody outside of the state, we ship nationwide, and our gift boxes contain our cow's milk cheese and locally sourced honey and locally baked crackers. You can also book a private party here for up to 6 people where you get a guided cheese tasting.
Great. Allison, I'm getting the idea. Yeah. Allison calling from Lakin's Gorgeous Cheese in Waldoboro. Sarah, you know, I think edibles, when it comes to all the food, I mean, it's no secret that Maine is a real foodie and food centered, and some of the finest food in America is here in Maine. But there are a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, don't want any more things. Maybe they've downsized, maybe they live in a small space. But for them, something that's edible is a great choice.
That's a wonderful idea. We did not include food in our gift guide this year, but Down East always has wonderful ideas for food that make great food gifts. We had in our November issue a guide to Maine beer, a big feature on that, which would be a lovely gift. We featured Ragged Coast baking mixes. And in our December issue, we have Shorebird Bourbon Whiskey, which is a new product for Hardshore Distilling, which is based in Portland. And that would make a lovely gift as well.
Great. An email here from Lisa. The perfect gift for foodies in your life is the Ocean's Balance Furikake gift box. 3 delicious Japanese-inspired seasonings made with regeneratively farmed Maine seaweed in truffle, bonito, and spicy flavors. Packed in a recyclable cardboard box with an Ocean's Balance seal, the seasonings are delicious on avocado toast, popcorn, grilled fish, and meat. Happy holidays from Ocean's Balance. So speaking of foodie gifts, Whitney, I know you represent the Maine Crafts Association, but the food and crafts are really, they go hand in hand, whether you're buying a beautiful platter, a beautiful bowl, a beautiful mug.
They do go hand in hand. And, you know, I benefit from this organization that a lot of people who are good artists are also good cooks. I've learned so much from them and, you know, learning from an artist, like, oh, they make this certain kind of bowl. And then you see what they cook and it makes so much sense that they've made it exactly for this wonderful meal that they make. One company we work with is Oyster River Joinery, and they make these beautiful platters specifically for serving oysters on a shell. It's this hand-carved wood. They use different native woods like cherry and birch and walnut to carve these platters, and they just make a beautiful food service, and they also make home decor that you can hang on the wall.
Well, I want to thank both of you, and I know there are so many of you waiting on the line and so many emails coming in that we're not going to be able to get to. Everything that's come in on Facebook or on email will end up on the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide list. Thank you both for joining us today. Whitney Gill, the Executive Director of the Maine Crafts Association, and Sarah Stebbins, Deputy Editor of Down East Magazine. Today's sound engineer was Sam Tracy. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Tomorrow on the program, why uncertainty can be beneficial. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.